This week, New York City Councilman Peter Vallone of Queens said that his bill to create a commission to study whether New York City should become an independent state will finally receive a hearing, 2 years after it was introduced. Now, it's hard to take these occasional calls for secession, Staten Island from New York City, New York City from New York State, too seriously. But they draw attention in the press because they afford people a fresh chance to voice some old antagonisms. New York the city and New York upstate often consider themselves virtually different countries. Many people in New York City believe they provide most of the state's tax revenues, which the people upstate use to make apple cider and fake antiques that they sell to innocent weekend tourists from the city. Upstate New Yorkers believe that they do most of the state's hard work, so that people in New York City can throw money away on $700 shoes like that Carrie What's-Her-Name on Sex and the City. Both of these unfortunate stereotypes are mild exaggerations. In 1969, Norman Mailer and Jimmy Breslin ran for mayor and city council president on a ticket that promised to make New York City the 51st state. They received 41,000 votes and surprisingly respectful attention to their proposal. After all, the idea flatters the city's imperial self-image, even if its chances of coming about are small. And it does give us all a chance to imagine a few features of what New York, the city-state, might be like. Senators Al Sharpton and Jerry Seinfeld would represent the new state in the U.S. Congress, which they would try to move from Washington to Los Angeles because the delis are much better there and open much later. Governor Donald Trump would finally possess the one power that he presently lacks, capital punishment. New York, the city-state's flag, a field of Yankee pinstripes, trimmed in Mets orange. State tree, well, it would have to grow in Brooklyn. New York, the city-state's motto. There would be a lot of sentiment for Alineo Eis, the loose Latin translation of forget about it, but I'd favor an even more familiar New York phrase, quantus est vestri, which means, how much is your rent? State gem, the bagel. State flower, Harvey Fierstein. State bird, just cut someone off on the FDR drive and they'll flip you the state bird. State animal, Bernard Carrick. State fish, Nova Bellylocks. State fruit, there's just too much to choose. State song, why did you even have to ask?
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.